Fast Eddie here, and in the studio with me is six-time U.S. aerobatic team member, none other than air show legend herself, Patty Wagstaff. Hello, Patty.
Hi, Fast Eddie.
How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. It's early in the week, and it's good to be here.
It is. Oshkosh is a wonderful place if you happen to be an aviation fanatic or enthusiast. And, Patty, you just got yourself involved here with a project that's very dear to both of us because we both have animals. We're animal lovers as well as aviators. You just did a couple of PSAs for Pilots and Paws.
That's right, Pilots and Paws. I'm not sure how long they've been in existence, but it's an amazing organization. They pair up general aviation pilots, give them a really great reason to fly if they don't have one already, and help transport animals that are going to be euthanized and bring them to adoptive homes that are waiting for them. So, you know, there are a number of no-kill shelters or homes that are waiting. And they save their lives, you know.
There was a lot of that that went on down there in New Orleans after Katrina.
There was a lot of animal rescue there, from big animals, you know, horses, a lot of horse rescue, of course, a lot of dog rescue, and a lot of people volunteered their time. So,
and this, of course, is another way that general aviation serves America.
Yeah, people that complain about airplane noise. Of course, we all try and educate them all the time about how many ways, as you said, GA serves America and serves the world, and our world wouldn't be the same without it. So, anybody that loves animals certainly can relate to that.
Absolutely, and it's a shame that they have to euthanize the animals like this, because I stop by the local pet store and all I see there are just little four-legged friends. And
I know.
Their love is just so unconditional. And,
yep.
And to think that, you know, awful things have to happen to them, it just, you know, it breaks my heart. If I had my own airplane, I'd have to get involved in that too, because there are few finer callings than to save a life.
I think so, too. And these little guys can't help themselves, so we have to help them.
No, you see, they're in a very bad situation. And it's not of their own doing, too. It's
no, and well, it's always the owners. You know, dogs are generally not, it's just like people, they're not generally born bad. You know, they turn bad and they get scared because of irresponsible owners. And people don't fix their animals enough. People need to be responsible, so we wouldn't have this problem. Although in my neighborhood in Florida, we have a number of feral cats, but it's cut down in some of the other pests. So in one sense, well, I kind of like them.
There are organizations out there such as Cat Angel, and what they'll do is they will take feral cats and they will sterilize them and release them back into the colonies again so that they're not sitting there overbreeding.
That's perfect. That's exactly what they need to do.
And there's a lot of organizations out there. But, you know, taking an animal that's going to be euthanized, you know, a little ball of love, and finding a home for it is a wonderful thing too, because I like to think, you know, that, you know, this animal's going to find a nice home and there's going to be, you know, mom, dad, and kids, and they're just going to love the thing silly.
Yeah, you know, when we had this feral cat problem in our neighborhood, I called a rescue place nearby in northern Florida where I live and talked to them about it. And they said, you know, we just can't take any more animals. We have so many cats right now and so many dogs. And I described some of the cats on the street that I was worried about. And they said, you know, those little cats just need to be laying on somebody's couch right now. And yes. I thought about that. Every time I see those cats out there at night and they're skinny and they're, you know, rooting around for food, I think they ought to be laying on somebody's couch.
Absolutely. There are a few finer things than to come home and have your furry little buddy there at the door anxious to see you.
Oh, yeah. I know about that.
Yeah. I have two cats myself. Both of them are rescues. And they are the two most lovable, adorable animals. And I can't see people treating animals like that badly. It really goes against my grain.
Well, I think anybody that treats an animal badly is a sick individual, and they treat people badly too.
Yes, they do.
They're not normal.
It is wonderful to, especially on a cold winter night, to wake up in the middle of the night, find one cat snuggled into your hip, the other sleeping between your ankles.
Exactly. I have that every night with my little dogs.
There you go. And you have other animals as well.
Yeah, I've got my two little Jack Russell Terriers, Ripley and Cassidy, and they keep me company, and they're wonderful watchdogs, and they make me feel safe, and they're always greeting me and wondering, what's next? Where do we go now? And then I have my bird, Buddha, who a lot of people facility I have met, because he's been to, oh, probably five or six Oshkoshes.
Oh, I remember seeing
five
him.
Or six. I think he crawled up your shoulder and bit your ear.
Yeah, nibbled on my ear at an ICAST convention.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he goes to ICAST too.
I have always thought about that since then, and I thought, well, Conyers a pretty friendly little bird.
He's a little green-cheeked conure, so they're a small South American parrot. And I've had him 10 years. He's been to many, many air shows, and he loves to travel with me. He's got a travel cage. He loves to fly in my Cirrus with me. And he just sits there and looks out the window. He's very, very happy and, you know, chirps along and loves to be part of the action. And I have pictures of many, many of the air show performers and other sort of EAA people with Buddha on their shoulder.
That's
I have a
awesome.
Whole album of that.
That's
so
awesome.
He's a good traveler. And I got him so I could have an animal on the road. It's hard to travel with the dogs, you know.
Yeah.
So I got Buddha specifically for that reason. I thought, well, you know, I can do this. So
yeah, I know. I'm sitting out here. This is my fourth day here, and I miss my fuzzy buddies.
Oh,
already.
I miss them. I know.
Can't wait to go back home and check and make sure that they're all right. Love on them a whole lot.
Exactly.
And you know, this is something that everybody should have, is an animal of some kind.
And every child should have an animal.
Absolutely.
Should have a dog.
I've had cats since I was a wee
young or a lad. Cat. Yep.
Yeah, because you know, it's not just an animal; it's a member of the family.
I think they're hobbits. I don't even think they're animals. I mean, they have personality, and they're so tuned into your emotions. They know what you're thinking. My dogs come and run up and look at my shoes. They judge what the activity is going to be. And they get either excited or disappointed, you know, depending on the type of shoes I put on. It's very funny.
People just
they
don't
know
give,
so much.
They don't give animals enough credit. They
no.
know the mood you're in.
They totally do. And each animal really has its own gifts as far as what kind of emotions they tap into. Dogs are very good at certain things. Cats good at others. I also, you know, of course, parrots. They're more narcissistic than dogs, but they are extremely intelligent, and I get lectures when I get home and I've been away, and, you know, they know. And I always go tell my parrot before I leave, and they say to do that with a parrot. Tell them that you're leaving. Tell them you'll be back. And they understand. They really understand. And then I have a horse, and he's attuned to things like stress. If I go out to the barn and I start working with my horse, he knows if I've had a stressed, you know, if I'm stressed or not. And so I instantly have to relax to, you know, he needs a calm influence to do his best work. So if I have anything going on in my mind that I haven't put away before I went to the barn, I need to get rid of that and come there and just, you know, have a clean slate, because the horse will pick up on it. And I think that's amazing, because that's why I think horses are used in so many therapy programs.
Yeah.
You know, because they teach people so much about what energy they're putting out.
And
they've
also proven in rehab facilities that having an animal around for the patients to love on makes a big difference in the recovery time.
Yeah, and just for people in general, you know, keeping single people, older people.
Yeah, especially older people, because they're worried, you know, if something happens to me, what happens to my little fuzzy buddy? And they say that the survival rate of older people with an animal increases significantly.
That's interesting.
Because they're concerned.
They have something to live for.
They have something to live for. Yeah, what's going to happen to my little buddy?
Sure, yeah.
You can't, you know, everything that you and I do in our lives affects our animals as well.
Oh, very much.
And the things that they do affect our lives as well. You know, when you've had a rough day and you sit down and the your buddy comes up and wants to get a little love in, you know, that does help
It puts things in perspective too, you know, and I really think that it makes us more human.
It does.
You know?
It makes you a kinder, gentler human being. And of course, you know, being able to save some of these animals, to give them a good home, to give a child the opportunity to have a lifelong friend, is something that everybody should have access to.
I agree. I'm hoping to do some of the flights. I hope I can volunteer this winter and fly some of the animals.
Well, Patty, if you're going to do that, then I wish you safe skies.
Thank you. Thank you, always.
Good luck with your pets. And if you're ever in the Philadelphia area, by all means, look me up.
I will.
Take you out, buy you a cheesesteak here in Philadelphia.
Okay.
Well, Patty, I think it's time that we wrap this thing up here. And the website, again, is
Pilots in Pause.
Pilots in Pause?
Pilots in Pause with an N.
Your website.
Yeah, just go to my website. It's right on my homepage. And I have two other animal rescues on there, too. I have Hawk, which is a local St. Augustine, Florida animal rescue. They have a number of raptors, owls, and they have eagles and some river otters, and they do a wonderful job. And like all these rescues are struggling for funds, and yeah. even if you send them a dollar, it means a lot to them. Yeah. And then I have one for Mill Creek Farm in Alachua, Florida, which is one of the most amazing places I've ever been. And they give rescue homes to rescue horses, 120 horses at a time, that each have 2 acres to themselves. And nice. it's just beautiful.
There are a lot of animal lovers out there, and they make the world a much better place for all of us. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Patty Wagstaff, and you're listening to EAA Radio.